One of the things I'm always struck by in interacting with uninformed people is how oblivious they are to the things that you and I know, the things that the knowledge that we take for granted. Because you listening to this and myself, we keep up with lots of things. We understand history and finance. We understand real climate science. We understand what is money and banking and debt. We can do math. We can exercise reason and logic. And yet, the vast majority of those with whom we coexist are oblivious to all of these things. They don't understand any of it, including people who are, let's say, governors or members of Congress or their staffers who surround them and leaders of nations around the world. Many of them have no idea what's happening. They don't know that depopulation is already underway. They don't know that the vaccines are depopulation weapons or that SARS-CoV-2 was developed as a bioweapon. They have no clue about anything. Or that Building 7 was controlled demolition. It's amazing. But there's something that we have to realize in interacting with these people. First of all, number one, the vast majority of people are living on processed junk food. They don't have any real nutrition that would power healthy brains and healthy thinking. Their cognitive capabilities are truly retarded in a clinical context. They're retarded individuals. They cannot function beyond a childlike, thinking level. And again, that's because, part of it's because of processed junk foods and nutrient depletion. But then secondly, on top of that, making it worse is mass medication. The vast majority of Americans and people in Western countries aren't medicated. And they're medicated with mind-altering drugs, psychiatric drugs, ADHD drugs, depression drugs in particular, very widespread usage across our country. And these drugs also impair cognitive function and they sap nutrients from the body. They actually cause nutrient depletion, which further accelerates the destruction of neurology and cognition. So by the way, when your doctor says something like, oh, well, that's just normal for aging. Whenever they say aging, they're referring to the aging of a population that lives on processed junk foods and mass medication. That's not normal aging. That's toxic aging. So keep that in mind. If you have a symptom or something, if you visit a doctor and they say, oh, that's just aging. Not necessarily. Because you're not aging in the same way that other people are aging. I'm not either. Because we have good nutrition and we don't use medications. Okay, but then the third thing that's happened recently, of course, is the spike protein. COVID-19 mRNA injections that turn your body into a bioweapons factory producing spike proteins. These spike proteins circulate throughout the body and they pass through the blood-brain barrier. So they end up causing havoc with neurology. And this is why a lot of people who take these vaccines, they end up with things like migraines or strokes or cranial vascular problems, things like that. They end up with seizures in some cases. And in other cases, they just die from various causes. But the neurology is strongly impacted by the spike protein. And you notice that in order to be dumb enough to keep taking these vaccines, you kind of have to be mass medicated and living on junk foods in the first place. Seriously, if you look at those who keep taking these vaccines and the boosters, they are people who primarily live on processed foods and take a lot of mass medication. That creates the cognitive retardation necessary to believe the fake science of the vaccine propagandists, and the social media influencers that are paid by the CDC and so on. You have to be literally retarded to believe that narrative. And then, of course, the spike protein causes further brain damage, which makes even more people vote Democrat, which to vote Democrat, you have to be cognitively retarded. You have to be unable to process information in a rational human way. You have to be unable to understand causes and effects in order to vote Democrat. So the mass dumbing down of the population, the mass poisoning, the toxic food supply, toxic medications, toxic vaccines, this is all part of the Democrat vote recruitment ploy across America that will get them more voters. as they destroy more cognition. Think about that, because it's all true. And this is why the slogan of my store, healthrangerstore.com, is healing the world through clean foods. See, I believe in nutrition and also avoidance of toxins. And that's why we do all the lab testing and things like that for our food. But I believe that as more people take on healthy eating, they will naturally reject the lunacy of the left. Because again, you have to be crazy or retarded or insane in order to believe the things that leftists believe, like men can get pregnant, or that it's not breastfeeding, it's chest feeding. That women have sperm and things like that. It's insane, right? But how do we get there? Through the process I just described. Mass poisoning with processed foods, which has happened since World War II or right after World War II. Then mass medication, which really took off in the 1990s. And then now spike protein damage of brains, which of course has only happened since the vaccine in, let's say, late 2020, early 2021. Yeah, that's when the vaccine was widely available. So you are living in a world surrounded by mentally deficient people. They are not all there. They cannot reason. They cannot process information, and they cannot navigate the world. And to make matters even worse, they think you're crazy because you are informed, because you know things. They think you're crazy because you know things about finance and the history of debt and financial collapse or revolutions of the Constitution or whatever, you know, science, chemistry, cosmology, anthropology, geography, whatever. They think you're crazy because they're retarded. Remember this, cognitively impaired people always think that informed, smart people are lunatics. And when you say something smart, they say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. It's just like a scene out of Idiocracy, where you don't even have to be that smart to be the smartest person in the room these days, because the rest of the room is polluted and contaminated with toxic foods and medications and spike protein, mRNA injections. You are living among woke idiots for the most part, which is why we have to thank God for each other, you and I and people like us and all the homeschooled kids that are learning things and hands-on, and all the people who are off-grid, the people who are resisting this insanity, the people who have healthy diets and use superfoods and nutrition, the people who engage in detox and avoid mass medication and who have said no to the shots. These are the people who represent the future of human civilization and also the present day of reason and rationality. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com.